here in America.
这里好像是广东人比较多。
And we found out there's a lot of Sichuanese.
也有很多的四川人。
Yeah. But also, I also just observed one thing. I just realized, and this is not a small thing, is that, you know, NACC is a young church.
今天也发现一件事情，非常重要。NACC 是一个新的教会。
Yeah. 是年轻的教会。
年轻的教会。
Our co-workers are pretty experienced in life.
但是我们的同工其实是在都是有丰富生活经历的。
But it also means that there's always a major challenge how to continue to grow younger as a church. Because I think our leadership actually are all fairly seasoned. Like we need
continue new blood. 如此看来呢，作为一个年轻的教会，我们有这么多的生活经验丰富的巨大的挑战，就是怎么样带着这些生活经验，然后让教会可以成长得更年轻。
Yeah. Well, yesterday we talked about this whole idea of call. We're called to love.
昨天我们讲了蒙召来相爱的事情，爱的呼召。
That love is our greatest calling, starting with how we love each other.
爱是神圣的呼召，我们就是要开始彼此相爱。
And today, I want us to continue to think about how we are called together to serve.
那么今天我们就要来一起探索一下，我们怎么样来蒙召服事。
We're continuing Ephesians. We're looking at Ephesians chapter 2 from verse 1 to 10.
我们继续来看以弗所书的第二章一到十节。
We'll just read this together. Ephesians 2, 1 to 10.
来，我们一起来读以弗所书。
And you were dead in your trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience.Among whom we all once lived in the passion of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body, by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy, because the great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Can we advance this? And raise up with him and seat us with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming age he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no man may boast. But we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works,which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. You know, this Ephesian passage, very, very rich passage, starting out talking about where we all came from.
以弗所书的这一段呢是特别特别重要的一段经文，我们就开始来要通过这段经文来思想我们是从哪儿来的。
The first part of this passage is a little depressing. It talks about the way we were.
这一段呢，一开始就开始讲到我们曾经是什么样子。
He said we were dead in our trespasses and sin.
经文说我们死在过犯当中。
And really, that's how we all got started.
那这就是我们的开始，我们都是在这里面开始的。
And last night I mentioned a little bit about this, how ministry leadership has a special tendency.To expose our brokenness.
昨天晚上我们有提到一点点，就是说事工的领袖呢都有一种特殊的倾向，会暴露我们自己的破碎。
Because even though we talked about yesterday that we're called to be saints, the Lord called us saints through the apostle. He said we're saints.
昨天我们还特别的讲到，在保罗把大家都称为是圣徒。而不是一般的基督徒，是用圣徒这个词。
But in a way, that name, that calling, is both a calling and a reality.
当保罗讲到这样的、提到这个词的时候呢，既是讲到我们的身份，也是讲到我们身上的呼召。
It's kind of like at WHCC, we have a number of families that adopted.
就好像我们在西区教会呢，有一些家庭，他们是收养了这个孩子
，and they adopted a little boy and they called this little boy son。
他们收养了一个小男孩的时候，他们就把他称为是儿子。
And it is true, positionally speaking, that child is now the son of this family.
的确如此，当这个小男孩被收养以后，他就被称为这个家庭的儿子，他们也成了这个家庭里面真正的儿子。
That's positionally speaking, but relationally speaking, this son has a lot of growing up to understand and to develop the true relationship and to be able to call known that this is truly mom and dad.
从他们的身份来讲，他们成了这个家庭的儿子。从他们的成长的过程来讲，他们跟这个家庭一起成长，学会了家庭当中很多的一些他们成长的经历，也真实的把这个收养他们的称为父母，爸爸和妈妈。
So it is both already a reality, but it's also still a process. It's still happening.
那么这个一个过程呢，它已经既成事实，但是呢，同时还在持续的成长。
And so likewise, that we are called saints is both a positionally a reality, but also a work in progress. We're still, in many ways, often the sinners that we used to be.But we are being transformed into the calling and reality of saints.
如此看来，我们被称作圣徒，既是承认了我们的身份，也是一个我们成长的过程。这个过程呢，就让我们要来忘记我们曾经是被罪捆绑的身份，然后现在我们都要成为圣徒，并且有圣徒的呼召。
Next. So when we say that there's a tendency that ministry tend to expose our brokenness because in many ways, yesterday when we talk about, you know, do not touch holy work without prayer.
对，我们有提到说事工的领袖有一种特殊的倾向会暴露我们的破碎。我们同时也讲到我们在碰圣工的时候，我们不祷告，不碰圣工。
Because actually in a way, it is dangerous for people to touch holy work without realizing how unworthy, how deserving, how incapable we are.
现实生活当中，我们的确是发现，如果是不做祷告就去做圣工的服事的话呢，是非常危险的，是无果效的，也是不是蒙神喜悦。
It is dangerous to the work, and it's dangerous to the worker.
对工作事工本身来讲是危险的，对工人来讲也是危险的。
But I just want to clarify that, just in case you think that since I don't pray a lot, then maybe I shouldn't do the work. That's even worse.
那更有一种更糟糕的倾向呢，就是说，如果是没有祷告就去服事，然后呢，就更多的就参与到做事情里面了。
我的意思是说，不要以为因为说我不是很喜欢祷告，所以我赶紧就不要去碰圣工了。
Oh,
that's what I mean. So because actually when you reject the calling in the world, you actually reject who you're supposed to be. That's even more devastating.
那当你拒绝了这个圣工，那其实你就拒绝了这一份呼召。
And so receiving the call to ministry is receiving the ministry of prayer, receiving the call to pray.
那你接受了这一份圣工的呼召的话呢，你就接受了这份圣工呼召的祷告。
Because prayer prepares us for holy work.
因为祷告是来为我们做圣工服事做预备的。
And prayer.Keeps us safe so that the work does not cause us to be proud and expose many of the old way of life and bring those things into God's church, into God's ministry.
祷告帮助我们在做圣工服事的时候，我们会比较安全，我们就不会把我们自己的不好的带到教会里面来，也让这个圣工受到影响。
I don't think a year goes by that I do not hear some heartbreaking news about churches splitting up.
我自己觉得最心痛的呢，就是在这些服事的纷乱当中呢，导致了教会的分裂。
And you know, the work of love is always the place of our greatest joy and the place of our greatest pain.
在服事圣工的时候，其实
爱的工作。
爱的工作里面的时候呢，就是最
喜乐也是最痛苦的地方。Because really, one example of place is marriage. It is a place of the greatest joy. it can also be the place of greatest pain.
一个非常的好的例证呢，就是婚姻生活，就可能是非常喜乐的一段经历，也可能是非常糟糕的。
And church ministry likewise.
教会的圣工服事也一样。
The place where the work involving love and calls people to intimacy almost always because of our sin challenges us with the possibility of incredible joy and also the possibility of incredible pain.
教会的圣工服事呢，是带着爱的一种轻易的服事。如果是处理不当的话呢，就可能是非常不太好的一个结果。
So few things hurt as badly as church disunity and church split.
其实教会产生的这项不好的感受呢，其实是非常在人生当中是非常不好的一种情况。
But when people bring their own way of life into their church life, into their ministry, and that's when things change.
但是当人们带着自己人生的经历来教会里面服事的时候呢，这教会的事工就会改变。
So we need to be on our guard, continue to recognizing and remembering who I was and my brokenness and how I need prayer to help prepare me in order to handle holy work with care.
所以呢，我们就常常需要来提醒自己，我们自己的身份，我们曾经是何等的样式，然后呢，我们才可以在做圣工服事的时候，通过祷告来改变我们的心态。
Another thing I observe is to be very careful of how transference happen, in our lives.Transference.
人生的这个重大的转变，
不是转变 ，actually， 是how do I translate transference? It's 转移 ，OK，
转移，转移。
Because let me give you an example. The simplest example is boss yell at man at work. The boss yell at man, yelling at a man. 老板。骂一个员工
哦、
yelling, and then man comes home and yell at wife
然后这个被骂的回到家就骂太太
wife yell at kids
太太骂孩子
kids go and kick the dog
然后孩子就踢狗
now, this is the simplest way to think of transference
那这个就是谈到转移这件事情
最简单的方式来看转移 because it says that some negative emotioncame upon you, you have no proper healthy way of handling it, so you pass it on to some bystanders in order to let out some steam.
这个例子让我们清楚地看到你自己接受了一种负面情绪以后是怎样来转到其他的地方转移的。
I've seen many a church get into trouble when people unknowingly brought that kind of transferring dynamic into the church.
我自己很心痛地看到很多的教会里面发生这样的事情，就是当这个人自己都不知道的情况下，就已经不自知地把这种负面的东西传递。
Accumulated stress，
累积的压力，
累积下来的压力 ，discontent at work，discontent
就是会导致的
这个不满，工作上的不满，being nitpicked at work， a feeling injustice。觉得在公共不公平的待遇，feeling powerless at work，
就在工作当中无力感
，all of these pent up frustrations， no place to go，
这些负面的东西都无地可去
，and exploding at the one place， the man place who holds leadership，
那么就会在他自己有权威的地方就会爆发
，church，
教会。
And not knowing,
自己都不知道
that a lot of negative emotions,
很多负面的情绪
brought from someone else into the house of God.
从哪儿带来的？但是就会带到家里面来爆发。
This is why we need prayer. Prayer processes the heart, realizing that I have stuff I need to cleanse and remove and deal with.
Before. 所以我们需要祷告。我们在祷告的过程当中，这些负面的东西，主就会帮你带走。拿去
and sometimes you may actually need to talk to people too. Sometimes the stuff can be really heavy. But one of my mentors, years ago, shared with me about so something that he prayed for as he served the Lord.
我自己的一个导师在多年前跟我谈到他自己的一个经验
and he called this an unoffendable spirit.
他特别的是把这个有一个提到了一个叫做不被绊倒的心智。
And he speaks of this as an attitude, a realize that we are so easily offended and also cause others to stumble. And therefore, specifically ask God to help me not be stumbled and not be a stumbling block.
他自己在提到这一个不被绊倒的心智的时候呢，他就是说其实关键就是要
不绊倒别人，也不做绊倒绊脚石，求助帮助的。So it starts with a deep awareness of my tendency to be that. 从一开始是从自己明白，我很容易就会成为一个绊脚石。And so, and realizing that there's a level of soul care that you need to take care of your heart. You need to guard your heart. That it is a wellspring of life, and so you need to safeguard.The condition, the spiritual health, the emotional health of your interior life.
所以认识到这一点呢，就可以让我们明白，我们要保守自己的心，保守自己的心以后呢，你的情绪才会从正面的方向去发展。
And an accurate understanding of the church,
就是对教会的一种准确的理解呢。
Because sometimes we have an illusion.About what the church is supposed to be like.
我们有的时候对教会会有一些幻象，认为教会应该是什么样子。
I met many people, pastors and co-workers, who held inaccurate picture of what the church is all about, and they become very, very disappointed. They become disappointed with church, disappointed with ministry, disappointed with God.
我曾经见过很多的弟兄姐妹，甚至包括长老和牧师，他们对教会就有一种不切实际的幻象。他们认为教会应该是这样的，应该是那样的，结果就导致了他们对教会不满，有很多的抱怨。
They falsely imagine the church to be and forgotten that church is a place, is a gathering of sinners.Redeemed sinners,
常常在产生这些情况的幻象的时候呢，其实是因为忘记了这个教会其实是一群罪人，获救的罪人聚集起来的。
We can fully expect the worst brokenness in the church.
我们在教会里面可以经历看见各样的破碎的人
，because we are a gathering of broken people.
因为就是一群破碎的人聚在一起
，so.Don't be surprised at the messiness of ministry and the messiness of serving broken people.
所以千万不要忽略，教会的确是会很一团糟，教会的事工也可能会是一团糟。
我想不是一团糟，我想是这事工里面是很麻烦的，这我们不要怕这个麻烦。Okay, because ministry by its nature will be messy.
因为事工本身就会是很麻烦的。
The because yeah, that's good. So I heard this story. Somebody was at a restaurant and he after he ordered food, the waiter asked him, "What do you want for side dishes?"
有这样一个故事是说，一个人在餐馆里面点了餐，然后那个侍应生来问他那个还要什么
side dish.
旁边的菜，
他们知道 side. Yeah. So he said. So the man said, "I really like mashed potatoes."
然后他说我要土豆泥。
He said, "But could you tell me if your mashed potatoes?" Are made of real potatoes. 能不能告诉我你们的土豆泥是真的的土豆做的土豆泥？新鲜的土豆泥。So the waiter, you know, has, you know, he was reluctant, and he said, "Sir, I cannot tell you more."
这个侍者他说，这个我真的是有点迟疑，
So the man said, "You know, but I really feel like mashed potato. Could you just tell me a little, give me a little bit more information to help me decide if I should order it or not?"
然后这个点餐的人就说，我真的很在意这个土豆泥是不是真的，所以你再多给我一点点信息，让我知道我是不是要点。
So the waiter said, "Okay, sir." He said, "I've been at this restaurant for 3 years now.
他说先生，我在这个餐馆已经工作三年了。
He said, I have never seen potato skin on the floor.
我从来没见过土豆皮。
So the man said, Oh, okay, I don't want the nice potato.
然后这个人就知道了，他说好，我不点了。
Because making real mashed potato is messy.
因为大家都知道，要做真正的土豆泥就是要麻烦。
And engaging real broken people is messy.
那么跟这个破碎的人在一起相处，也真的是很麻烦。
Sometimes we have an imagined illusion about what church ministry is like.
我们有时候会想象，会有一种幻象，教会应该是什么样子。
Serving broken people, loving broken people, very messy business.
要爱一个破碎人，要来服侍一个破碎人，真的不是一件容易的事情。
Don't be afraid of that messiness.
但是呢，不要惧怕。
And coming back to this unoffendable spirit, we said it starts with a deep awareness that to safeguard the condition of your heart.
那我们回头来再来看这个不被绊倒的心智，神的心意到底是什么样的？
So and we talked about how not holding the idea an illusion about church and ministry.
所以我们就要来知道怎么去除掉对教会的这种不切实际的想象。
But the most important thing about unoffendable spirit is how we consider.Jesus.
在这一点上，我们真正需要来想，思想的是我们怎么认识耶稣。
So in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 3 to 4, it's Jesus, writes, Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood.
希伯来书十二章三到四节，那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。你们与罪恶相争，还没有抵挡到流血的地步。
Consider Jesus. Jesus is the source of an unoffendable spirit in the ministry.
我们来思想主耶稣的意义，其实就是要我们来思想主耶稣是教会服事的基石。
Consider the suffering and endurance of Jesus.
我们要来思想主耶稣他自己的忍耐。他自己的痛苦
，consider the humility and obedience of Jesus，
来思想主耶稣的顺服
，consider the love and friendship and the companionship of Jesus，
思想主耶稣的爱，还有他永不停息的对教会的爱
，consider the calling and our hope of glory with Jesus，
我们来反复的思想与耶稣基督荣耀还有同在的呼召
，consider the name and reputation of Jesus。
我们反复思想主耶稣基督的圣名和声望
，as we can regularly consider Jesus and talk to Jesus。
我们常常的来思想来谈论主耶稣的时候
，because his life is for me and his life is in me, it gives me the same spirit that's unoffendable.That could actually be praying for those who may be hurting us.
我们就不会忘记主耶稣的生命是为我死掉的。主耶稣的生命在我里面复活了。如此，我们能图自己的本分和本质才会得到提。
So we as a leadership team may have an unoffendable spirit as we serve in Jesus' name.
作为一个教会的领导团队，唯有这样，我们才会可以真正的做得到。我们是以耶稣的名在服事。
And I will give you a picture of an unoffendable spirit.
我想给大家来看一幅图，关于什么叫做不绊倒的心智。
I don't know how many people like to plant plants and know what this human soil is.
不知道有多少人是喜欢在家里面种菜的，然后有多少人知道这个腐殖土是什么东西
？Humus to be differentiated from hummus, which is a food, it's a delicious food. Humus is a very black, it's kind of a black, rich black kind of soil-like matter that's made up of dead plants and dead.Animals that's just kind of completely broken down to its lowest level and become a stable type of dirt.
这个腐殖土是一种黑色的一种动植物的死掉以后形成的一种生软的土质。它的特质呢，就是死掉以后呢，它就是成为一个最埋在最底层的一个提供养分的土壤。
It's fascinating because if you actually look under a powerful microscope, sometimes you can actually figure out what was behind this human soil.
如果你去用显微镜来在显微镜下来观察这个腐殖土的时候，你会发现，
that's what it used to be, yeah.
它曾经是什么样子的？你看得出来。
So after all the breaking down, it has finally reached a point of stability. It is now just a basis for fertile soil.
它转化成它现在的样子，你还可以看到它原先它曾经的结构，它的特质。
It looks like the most useless thing.
看上去就根本就是无用的东西。
It looks like dirt is inconspicuous, but it is really, it seems lifeless.
但是呢，你通过观察你会发现，它的结构、形状都会是有利于这个生长的。
But it is ready to receive the good seeds.
但是呢，他已经做好预备，好的种子埋下来
，ready to receive the seeds and bring life。
然后呢，这个埋下来的种子呢，就会通过他提供的养分呢，来重新获得生命。
And it's interesting because the word English word humility。
特别有趣的是，英文这个词
takes its Latin root from this word。
谦卑其实是来自于拉丁文的字根腐殖土是一个词。
Something humus. It is. That is what the a picture.Or what that humility looks like.
所以我们是不是可以思想谦卑是怎么样才会来
？It is self broken down to the lowest possible level.
其实谦卑就是自己完完全全的被破碎，然后到最低的状态
，where it is now fully at peace with oneself.
最终可以与自己来和平共处
，realizing that we are nothing but dust.
要意识到我们不过是尘土
，no longer full of ourselves, but instead filled with a million spaces for air, for water, for planting of the good seeds.
我们不再充满了自我，而是充满了在我们里面有空气、有水，充分的来做好扶持一个新种子的准备。
No more haughty dreams.No more self-seeking, no more clamoring for attentions.
不再有傲慢的梦想，不再有更多的寻求自我，或者说自我扩张、自我膨胀。
But it is in place of stillness that actually provides this. You know what humus does is it provides the space in the soil for air, for water, for nutrients, and that's why the seeds grow well in humus.
我们也不再来要求求到别人的关注和说一种自己要求向上的一种姿态，而是要为接纳一个新的生命，来为他们创造更好的真实的宁静的条件。
Humus provides a nice picture of what this unoffendable spirit of a servant in humility is like. He let go of himself or herself and gives space to God and to others.
腐殖土给我们在一个不被绊倒的心智这个上面呢，给我们一个很好的画像。这个画像就让我们来反思自己曾经的样子，自己应该成为什么样子，自己生命的意义。
And we continue looking at this idea in Ephesians 2, we can go back to the past, Ephesians 2:4, it's about God being rich in mercy.Because of the great love with which He loved us.
我们回头再来看以弗所书二章第四节。
往后。Yes, right here.
对。
And it says, because of the great love with which He loved us. 因为他爱我们的大爱。And love, yesterday we talked quite a bit about that.And love is one of the most misused words in our language.
我们常常在谈爱，在提到爱这个词，但是恰恰爱在我们的语言中是常常被误用的词。
If I ask the question, "What do you love?"
如果我问你，你爱什么
？What would you tell me?
你会告诉我
？Because we apply a variety of objects on the back end of love.
你可能会来用一些物体、一种事物来反映你的爱。
Do you love your iPhone?
你喜不喜欢你的手机
？Do you love your car?
你的车
？Do you love your Korean soap opera?
你的韩剧
？Do you love your Sichuanese food?
你的川菜
？Do you love your favorite sports team?
你最喜欢的运动队
？Ice cream or sushi?
或者是寿司或者冰淇淋
？And so we apply the word love to a variety of things.
我们把这个爱这个词用在很多的事物身上。
But God never misuse this word.
但是上帝从来不会乱用爱这个词。
Because the Bible tells us that God is love.
因为圣经告诉我们，神就是爱。
He's the definition of love, and He is the source of true love.
他是爱的定义，他是爱的泉源。
And perhaps this is the reason why God never lowers this verb.To describe a thing or an object.
这大概就是神从来不把爱这个动词用在一件事物身上。
You don't read about God loves a thing.
你不会读到神的爱在东西的上面。
When the scripture says God loves the world, the world means people.
圣经的经文里面说神爱世间，这个世界这个词其实是人，世上的人。
In fact, the scripture does not even lavish this verb.On his angels,
上帝甚至是不把这个词用到他的天使上面。
The scripture does not say God loves angels.
你找不到一句经文说神爱他的天使。
Hebrews 1:5 and Hebrews 1:13-14 both tells us that he said, "Which of the angels did God ever say, 'You are my son; that today I become your father'?" Or he said, "Which of the angels said, 'Sit on my right hand until I make your enemies my footstool'?" Even angels doesn't get to be the recipient of this love.
希伯来书1:5说，所有的天使神从来对那一个说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你，又指着那一个说，我要做他的父，他要做我的子。你不会看见神说他爱天使。
What's the exception of the love within the Trinity himself? The object of God's love in the scripture is always man.
那么如果说在三一真神各中彼此的爱，除此以外呢，上帝的爱永远是针对人的。
It's an incredible truth to think about that you know, much more advanced beings like angels does not have that, but he only lavish his love on us.
这是何等的奇妙！神从来都是把他的爱放在人的身上，甚至不会是天使。
And what do we want not to be mistaken about this and imagine somehow how lovable we are?
那我们可能就会错误的来想象说，这是因为我们可爱。
That's true. In Deuteronomy 7, we get a picture of it. It was not because you were more numerous in number than other people that the Lord sets his love on you or chose you, for you were the fewest of all people, but it's because the Lord loves you and keeps his oath. He said, God loves Israel not because Israel is somehow lovable, not because he sees the potentials of Israel, but just because God chooses to love.
完全不是因为我们可爱。圣经7:7-8说，耶和华钟爱你们，拣选你们，并非因为你们的人数多于别民，原来你们的人数在万民中是最少的，只因耶和华爱你们，又要守他向你们列祖所起的誓，就用大能的手领你们出来，从为民之家救赎你们，脱离埃及王法老的手。
So God lavishes His love on us while we were still sinners, while we were weaknesses, we love objects unworthy of our love, and we confuse the objects of our love. God already loves us.
神在我们还做罪人的时候就爱了我们，而我们却把我们的爱错放在一些事物的身上，这让我们恰恰反过来反思。
And really what we should be thinking about is that there's only one.Who's truly worthy and deserving of our love? 只有一位是值得配我们的所爱的。And whenever we make the mistake of misplacing our love, we make idols.
当我们错爱一样东西的时候，我们就会帮助自己来制造偶像。
Because.Anytime that love is misplaced, then love is no longer life-giving.
当我们把我们对神的爱错位的时候，我们就会发现它不再给我们生命，它不再是一个爱的这个动作不再是一个是赋予人生命的一个动作
，because it becomes idolatry.
因为就变成了偶像。
And our greatest failures in life.Is always a failure in love.
我们生命当中最严重的失败都是爱的失败。
It's always a failure to love or a failure to receive.
不管是去爱还是被爱。
的时候。And this may be the reason why that the people that we love the most, often the people we hurt the most, because we don't have not learned what we're, in our brokenness, we're learning how to love.
这样我们就能理解，不难理解。我们最爱的人，往往是我们伤害最深的人。
We'll continue looking at this because of this great love that He has loved us, that He is making us alive. Ephesians 2:5, next passage.
我们接着来看，是说出
right here. Okay, because of great love He loved us, that even when we were dead in our trespasses, now He made us alive together with Christ.
便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
We were dead, and God in His great love made us alive.
我们死了，但是神的爱让我们复活。
You know, I just talked a little bit before about sometimes about that whole idea of misplaced expectations.
我们还要来继续来讲一讲，比如说错爱的一些情况。
We have many misconceptions.
实际上很多时候有一些错误的理念。
Because the world is continually discipling us into its values.
因为世界不停地在让我们做出按照世界的价值观来做他的门徒。
So we expect things to happen instantly.
我们就期待。事情很快的发生，结果马上来到。
So we want results quick.
我们希望马上立竿见影，有效果，有果效。
We don't just want things quick. We also like it quick and easy.
不仅希望它来得很快，还希望来得轻松。
We tend to place more expectations on others rather than on ourselves.
我们常常就来期待别人来做事情，来得到一个结果，而不是我们自己。
And to tell the truth, I think ministry today is way harder than ministry 20 years ago, and ministry tomorrow will be ministry harder than it is today.
讲良心话，今天教会的事工比20年前的情形要艰难得多，困难得多。
Because not only sometimes we have idealized picture of the church, we also increasingly have idealized picture of pastor.Of what servant of God we should look like.
今天教会的信徒不仅对教会有期待，他们也会按照这种期待去期待一个牧师一个服事的长老去怎么做。
We love to compare.
他们会来对比。
And our spirits are increasingly one of critical nature.
然后我们的灵就变成了一个批评的灵，论断的灵。
Hearing great messages online is a beautiful gift.
在线在网络上去听一些非常好的讲道是很好的礼物。
But that also has made many people connoisseurs of sermons, not disciples.
那这些信息呢会带给人一些对事工领袖的一些论断。
We have many connoisseurs of sermons today. 就是是就是说这是可以说是听讲道的专家可以这样说
啊，听道专家。
And many people that are sitting on seats, we are same even sometimes be in those places. We compare, well, how does this compare to so-and-so?
好，我们自己听完这些道就会去做对比啊，跟谁比较如何。
We increasingly are consumers of ministry.Rather than servants of ministry, or disciples of ministry,
we 变成了一个事工的消费者，而不是事工的一个执行者。
Now, in the Bible, there's another famous connoisseur of sermons.
另外一种的
另外一位专家，另外一位在圣经里的一位听道专家，
一位听道专家
，King Herod,
西律王
，He loves sermons.
他喜欢听到
，He really enjoyed.
他真的每次都特别喜欢听讲道里面的信息。
He also chopped off the head of his favorite preacher.
他甚至把他最喜欢的牧师都把他砍头了。
We have people like that in our pews today.
我们的现实生活当中也有这样的人。
Ministry to broken people, and a lot of time we're only interested in certain things that make us feel good, But we're not about being disciples and being made alive by Christ.
我们教会的事工就变成了一种互相评判、互相评论、评论的这样的一种事态，而不是互相服侍彼此的接纳。
He made us alive, restoring us from the broken vessels that we were, that we are, and back into His treasured possessions.
其实是神把我们从一个破碎的小船拯救下来，让我们恢复我们昔日的生命。
When I first hear about next slide, kintsugi, which is the Japanese art of mending broken pottery, I was fascinated.
我第一次看到日本的这个精修的时候，我自己觉得太神奇了。
Next slide. Yes. Kintsugi is has a long history in Japan, where I think it started with a Japanese general. His favorite teacup was broken, and he was devastated. And so he asked a master craftsman, "Could you fix this for me?"
金修其实是在日本有非常长的一个历史的一个工艺，特殊的工艺。大概源自于一位大将军，他打出来一个自己喜爱的茶壶，然后他就找匠人来说，你能不能把这个补回来？
The master craftsman knows how much the master loves this teacup, and so he chose to mix gold powders into the epoxy and then fixed it. And so when he fixed the fixed teacup, now looks in some ways still like before, but different, because the gold filling has added new texture and almost a new form of beauty to this cup.
那这个匠人其实是一位大师，他知道这个大将军的所爱，他就在这个修补的时候呢，在修补的泥土里面混了很多的金粉，然后这个填充物来补满这个裂痕的时候呢，最后其实是形成一件新的工艺品。这个工艺品既有它原来的样子，可是呢又充满神奇的装饰。
I love the idea of kintsugi because I feel it's such a beautiful metaphor for what Jesus is doing.With our lives,
我非常喜欢精修这个概念，因为精修在我们人生当中就预指了主耶稣怎么把我们破碎的生命重新修复，让我们成为新造的人。
However broken we may be, in fact, in some way, almost the more broken it was, the more mastery, the craftsmanship. You can imagine how those cracks now become filled with gold and becoming.A beautiful new work of art.
不管你曾经有多么的破碎，主耶稣的工作就是以一种艺术、新的艺术的形式来对你进行重建和修复，以新的身份，让我们获得完全的彻底的赋予新的价值的生命。
To me, this is one of the reasons why we don't want to be afraid of the messiness of ministry.
明白了这一点，我们就可以明白，在事工当中、圣工当中，我们就不来惧怕这些麻烦。
Because you know that what seems such a messiness is going to demonstrate so much greater artistry and mastery of our Savior. When He fixes it up, it will be such an incredible work of beauty.
在一个大师级的匠人的眼中，越是杂乱的破碎，他越能够重新赋予他新生命的价值和他重建的果效。
So we as a leadership, we must never be afraid of broken people, of brokenness.
作为事工的领袖，我们不要惧怕那些破碎的生命。
The day we close our door to be safer from certain type of broken people.
当我们把我们的门关起来，阻挡那些生命破碎的人的时候
，It's the day we forget who we are，
就意味着我们那一天就忘记了我们是谁。
And we're also not fearful of the brokenness in each other's lives。
那我们也不应该来害怕彼此生命当中曾经的破碎。
From pastors to elders to deacons to co-workers to our children, we're all broken.
不管是牧师、长老、我们的事工领袖，还是普通的会众，还有我们的孩子，我们都是破碎的。
May we always have a vision of what that could possibly be in that kintsugi, the finished kintsugi work, when the master is done with us.
那我们 主来提醒自己，我们都不要忘记，我们在变成这个美妙的精修的作品之前，我们是曾经多么破碎的人。
I'm taking a brief tangent here for us to think about a different scripture, to think about how we work together as God's workmanship.
那我们这里来来看一看，我们怎么样以上帝杰作的身份，我们来彼此同工。
If you have your Bible, I'd like you to turn to Acts chapter 15, because I want to, just for a moment to think, because as a team, we're going to do a lot of meetings, and I thought there's one perfect scripture for us to study more and think about how we meet, how we work things out together. I think Acts 15 is a great place for us.
如果你带着圣经的话，请你打开《使徒行传》第十五章，因为我们常常在事工的时候，我们难免要开会，开会的时候就会有很多的讨论，甚至纷争。这一节经文呢，很好的帮助我们来看到怎么。
I don't have enough time to go into great detail, but I hope it is a scripture that you all as a team will have time to seriously study and consider.
我们今天没有太多时间可以来讨论更多的细节，但是这段经文本身就可以帮我们认识得很清楚。
Can we have next slide, please? And as for Acts 15 from verse 1 to 2, next.It started with the fact when you talk about how some men came down from Judea were teaching the brothers, unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved. And it says this, and Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and debate with them. So there was a major argument was brewing as they come together.
那这些经文里面，我们可以看到有几个人从犹太下来，教导弟兄们说：“你们若不按照摩西的规律受割礼，就不能得救。”保罗和巴拿巴就以他们大大的争执起来，非常大的争执。
I think it's as Robert Clinton would say, that conflict is a powerful tool in the hand of God and can be used to teach a leader lessons that he would not learn in any other way.
罗伯特·克林顿曾经在他的书里面这样提到。
So every conflict, every potential problem a church or a team leader face is always a tremendous opportunity for growth and unity, as well as a potential opportunity for division and for us to bring our own way of life and cause even more brokenness.
我们一定要记住，在事工里面发生争执的时候，我们其实是一个非常好的机会，让我们建立更好的合一、更好的顺服、彼此的谦让，而不是让这个机会变成一个更恶劣的结果。
So I'm just going to quickly jump through some quick observation with you, but I hope you will have time to study it further. Next slide, please.
那我们很快的来讲一讲我们要学的东西，我们自己有一些观察。
One at a time, please. Yeah. The first one it says, that's okay. It's two languages, yeah. It says that they quieted their contentiousness and listened. Acts 15:12. So there was a place where they quieted themselves and listened. Because in those tense meeting times where everybody thinks there's so much at stake, everybody can't wait to express their opinion, a group of spiritual leaders who are called to love one another start with quieting their hearts.And listen.
我们可以想象，在当时那个情形当中，每个人都想来表达自己的观点，每个人都认为自己的观点是对的，想要来为自己辩解。可是呢，我们不要忘了，我们作为事工的领袖，我们是自己要蒙召，我们要来彼此的要安静下来倾听。
Listen. Listening is one of the most important action of love.
倾听其实是爱最重要的一个表现。
And so.I love the school. We're called together to love. It is a hard issue. We have a lot of different views here. But let's come together. Let's ask God to quiet our hearts. And let's listen. Let's listen carefully.
我们有呼召来爱这个小组，来带这个小组。我的呼召就是要来倾听他们。我们要静下来，来聆听。
Once we said those are two of the three pillars of the church weigh in, and they brought calm and stability through their personal testimony and scripture.That there's an authority and a calming effect that the leader of leaders brought into this conversation that is rooted in both life and the word of God.
我们可以看到教会当中的支柱我们常常是要建立在神的话语上面，我们来行为来作为。
And in this particular case, James and Peter spoke and helped help calm the group. A leader's words in these situations are so important. We must not speak frivolously and cause increasing panic and distress. Our words should move to, it is a shepherding moment and calming moment, and we seek God's presence and we go to the Word of God.
在这个情形当中是使徒彼得和雅各他们安静的，他们来帮助众人安静下来，而不是挑起新的争端，抛出新的话题来讨论，然后让整个情形变得更复杂。
Next thing we saw is that we saw how James read from Amos and brought important scripture to help lead people to think about, to think biblically about the problem.
接下来我们也看到这个雅各，使徒雅各他在阿摩斯书当中提到的经文里面，他把这个圣经里面的观点带出来一个来得到要得到的结论。
When we come together with a hard problem to solve, there's always a variety of views, and they all matter. They matter. But one of the most important insights that help give clarity to the big picture is how do we think and see things biblically.
通常在我们施工的讨论当中都会有两大主要的意见的分别，那么都是对的，都是重要的，那么我们需要做的呢是回到圣经里面，从圣经里面找圣经相关的经文呢，来支持我们看到整个观点在圣经是怎么看正确的。
This is the reason why I ask our council member to bring their Bible to our council meetings, because we are not just a group of board members making our own decision.We are people under the authority of the Word.
这就是我常常在这个长执会的时候要求每一位参会人员都带着他们的圣经，因为我们所要做的决定不是哪一个人的意见或者他的理解，而是从圣经里面符合圣经的教导的意见。
This is also the reason why we do a devotion where our elders always study the scripture together before we go into meeting, because we're reminding ourselves we are forever students of the Word, that our fellowship in the Word of God is what gives us wisdom and light to discern and navigate through the complicated issues that we're often faced.
我们在哪怕是在开长老会的时候，我也要求长老们带着自己的圣经，确认自己的圣经，
一起查经，
一起来灵修，然后开始我们提醒我们不要忘记自己在圣经里面自己只是一个小学生的身份。
And we see that the compromise, the solution was forged by addressing the root concerns of both sides.
那我们也看到，这个妥协是通过解决双方的根本关切而达成的。
I probably prefer the solution, because what happened is, but they paid attention to the root concerns of both sides.
大概更愿意用一个解决方案这样一个词来描绘，就是要达到双方意见不同，双方他们根本关切的一些层面。
Because there's always surface issue, but there's always a root concern, and this is why the listening is so important. Because if you're not carefully listening, you're not showing the respect that we were talking about, the respect for each other as saints, and the deep respect to understand what is this really about.Then we have a chance to figure out with the spiritual wisdom God gives us how to find a solution.
因为在一个同样一个事情，我们都会有不同的层面。我们在表面上是一种情况，在深层次下又会是一种情况。这就是我们为什么需要来更多的倾听、来关注，才能明白理解在它深层下面的原因到底是什么引起的。
A superficial reading of Acts 15 may cause people to think that the Judaizer and the circumciser are totally in the wrong, and therefore they're just wrong.But their concern, the root of their concern was not found baseless. The solution addressed some of the root concerns of those believers.
我们深入深入的来研读《使徒行传》第十五章里面所讲到的这个案例的话，我们就会明白，我们需要更深的来理解彼此通达，然后按照圣经的教导来达成一致。
Next.A unified course of action then was taken with all the leaders signing on, and both the apostles and prophets, okay, mentioned numerous times in this passage. Very important observation. He kept on talking about apostles and prophets, apostles and elders, apostles and elders. And the apostles and elders here finds a nice equivalent that for us, our pastors and our lay leaders coming together to find a solution.
所有的这个事工的领袖都会签署统一的行动方案，因为不停地提到使徒和长老，使徒和长老在多处经文都提到，这就表明了我们在牧师和领导之间有非常重要的合一性。
This is really important because just because the pastors are somehow have agreement on a solution, or just because the leaders have agreement, it's not enough. We have to be together. We're called together to love, called together to serve.
所以我们就会清楚明白，不仅仅是牧师的看见有多重要，长老的看见有多重要，而是全部我们在一起。
And somehow the work of the Holy Spirit is honored and recognized in this process. And as they talk about what the Holy Spirit did, and also you see that the Holy Spirit is not a spirit of chaos, not a spirit of disorder, but the spirit that brings unity. And so you see that they're recognizing that and finding that, and you see the work of the Spirit in that meeting.
我们一定要认识到，清楚认识到圣灵的工作在他们当中得到尊重和认可，然后谦卑和尊重上帝的话语，以及在他们意见一致，彼此有一个明确无误的迹象的时候，圣灵不会带领我们的讨论进入到一种纷乱当中，而是一定会带我们进入合一。
So whenever our meetings seem to be sinking into a state of chaos, somebody has to call time out and say, I really like us to prayWe really need to pray.
所以，当我们一旦进入到一种在开会的时候，进入到一种争论的状态，一定得有一个人站出来说：“我们来祷告。”
Next, and okay, yeah. So we actually, I have one more here. Is that how the follow-up personal communication of the decision was wisely chosen? Was the right messengers to bring the conclusion for the encouragement of the body? Because.It's okay to have a fierce conversation here. But when we leave here, we're still in love with each other.
我们需要不断提醒自己，当我们发生到这些争论的情况下，我们就会要来回想，我们在一起是因为我们彼此相爱。
Marriage gives us a good blueprint about that.
在婚姻当中，这就是一个比较好的
So if you haven't really gotten into a really fierce conversation with your spouse, then you haven't really experienced marriage in its full glory. And in that process, when you are done, if you walk away with your chip on your shoulder, with a bitterness in your heart, both of you have lost.
婚姻当中，如果你还没有经历到在婚姻当中，谈话谈到一种炽热状态，彼此争闹，互相害怕的这种，说明你还没有经历到婚姻里面真正的伟大之处。
但是我的意思是说，这个你在婚姻里吵过架之后，如果你离开那个吵架，但是心里耿耿于怀，觉得有一种苦毒在里面的话，那你不管你是赢了吵架还是输了吵架，你们两人都输了。Because when you walk away from that, when you figure things out, you have to.Even more in love. And it's the same way here. We don't have to be afraid of fierce conversation. We just need to be afraid of walking away from the meeting divided and bitter.
所以从婚姻的这个例证我们就可以看到，如果是开会的时候，我们不要害怕争论，我们应该害怕的是开完会我们离开了心里面耿耿于怀。
You hug the people that you argue with when you leave and you know thatWe love you.
即便是你发生争论了，不能意见达成一致，你还是要在会议结束的时候来拥抱他，因为我们都知道我们是彼此相爱的。
And you apologize if in the fierceness of the conversation, words came out that may not have been suitable.And he said, I am sorry for the words I use.
如果在争论当中你使用到了不当的言辞的话，你应该为不当的言辞来向对方道歉。
Because how we do hard, tough meetings, that is the test of what we are like, what we really are.
其实我们怎么样来处理在开会里面有这些炽热争论的一个，其实是一个我们有多相爱，我们自己本相的一个测试。
issues like vision, future, big decisions. The bigger the issue, the higher the stakes, the more prayers and communications are going to be needed.
比较重大的决定，关系到教会的意向啊、未来啊，这样的一些讨论呢，都应该以祷告来托住，大量的祷告要先行。
Some things cannot be resolved in a meeting like this.
有些事情是不会在一次两次会议里面开完以后就得到解决的。
That's why the prep work for the meetings are often what decides whether the meeting are going to work out or not.
所以常常在开会前的准备上要花大量的工作。
The prep work starts with prayer.
那这样的准备其实就是祷告。
The prep work starts with communication.
是彼此的交通。
Because even and sometimes the bigger the issue, the more multiple times of communication is needed to make sure that there's a degree of.Common understanding moving in, because that vision takes time to catch everybody.
决定越是重大，越是需要更多的时间来彼此交通，一起祷告。因为重大的事情要达成一致，常常是要很多时间来才可能取得一致的。
I'm not an expert in these meetings, so don't make it think that I'm some expert. I'm not. This is a lot of painful.
其实我自己也并不是这样的专家，只不过是经历了很多的痛苦。
But every time a meeting comes to a stalemate and gets nowhere, it always shows that the prep work wasn't done.
但是这个结论是没有错的，就是当我们自己如果是在一个会议上不能达成一致的话，往往是因为事前的准备工作没做够。
We haven't prayed enough.
没有祷告的
We haven't talked about things offline enough.
没有在事后，没有在私下来做足够的交流。
The work of connecting hearts and sharing dreams only work in the safety of and the loving environment of a trusted and honest brotherly fellowship. When we come to a meeting time already.Often it's a little bit late. So you have to have a safe place where people can really share what they think and lovingly pray together and share the difference and working through those things before we come into this meeting room and having that NLT or council meeting or whatever meeting we call it. Because if you haven't done that prep work, it's premature.
有效的沟通一定是在一个安全、充满爱的氛围里面来进行的，因为会上呢恰恰不是这样的一个场所，所以需要大家在私下有个别单独的安全的沟通，这样的沟通才能够帮助大家一起来到一个达成一致的情况下。
Everybody is prayed up, and the sharing has taken place in the sphere of grace as people are taking time to digest.Meditate, pray, then we get ready. That process cannot be rushed.
一旦每个人都真正的进行了大量的祷告、彼此有默想，彼此有沟通，那么这样的一个、结论通常都会是正确的，而这个过程不能匆忙。
Speed kills when church making big decisions.
在教会要达成一个重大决定的时候，欲速则不达。
I remember we had one meeting where involving a very contentious issue, and at the council, and a vote was pushed, and the vote achieved the outcome that I was in favor of. 我们有一次开会，在很大的争论里面以后，推动了那个投票，就投票的时候投出来了，投出来的结果是我所要的结果啊。And we went back, and that evening, elders wrote letters, and they said, Pastor, I sense that even though an outcome, it was not a close vote either, it was still a fairly decisive vote, but I sense that maybe we should put this on hold a bit more to make sure that there's truly.A heart unity on this matter.
当天晚上就有长老写信来给我说，我在会上感 感觉到这个决定做的并不是在完全真正合一的情况下做出的，我建议，我觉得我们应该暂时搁置一下，等到真正的合一的意见，我们再来再次投票。
We have the vote, but the vote is not what counts. We want the hearts.
我们投票了，但是投票的结果不重要，我们要的是每个人的人心。
We delayed the decision by 3 months.Did more work, spoke, talked to the people who were against it offline, understood more what they wanted, did more research and came back with more sharing, and but in 3 months later, everybody was on board.
这就是隔置下来三个月，但这三个月并不是什么也没有做，在私下做了很多的沟通，跟每一位的这个长智慧的成员都进行了单独的沟通，然后三个月之后，我们真正的是在确实合一的情况下，再一次的来做出这样的一个重大决定。
Know that the Holy Spirit is among you, and as we come together, we're seeking to find His voice and His wisdom.From among the body,
请千万记住，圣灵不仅仅与你同在，圣灵会与整个会众的每一个都同在。我们的应该是同感一灵。
So, be careful to understand your brother and sister's concern.
一定要确保你真的是明白、了解、知道、理解你的每一位弟兄姐妹他们的关切。
I think a lot of the people here have been to the couples camp here.
这应该是有很多人去参加过那副福音，是吧？
That repeating what the others have said to make sure you understood what you heard, that is good advice in council meeting and leaders meeting too.
那副福音里面有一个反复重复的这样的一个训练，就是训练在彼此抛球的这个过程当中，一定要重复回来确认你听明白了，并且是正确的对方的意见。
We're called to love and know this. Friendly fires have taken the lives of many good church people.
我们能烧相爱，我们就一定要记住，有些时候貌似友谊的火会夺走教会的好弟兄。
那个貌似友谊火，friendly fire 是意思就是那个自己友军的炮火，就把自己的部队炸成炮灰了。OK， it happens in war， but it happens more often in church because in our eager to share and defend our view, we forgot we're among brothers and sisters.
这种情况的发生是因为我们急切的想要表达自己观点的时候呢，我们忘了我们是在一群弟兄姐妹当中。
And so later on in Ephesians, next slide, Paul says,let's from the top. As a prisoner of the Lord, he said, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you received. Again, listen to the church, okay? You is plural. Be completely humble and gentle, patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. 你把中文就念到
因此我这位主被囚禁的劝你们行事为人要配得上你们所蒙召的呼召凡事谦虚温柔忍耐用爱心彼此宽容以和睦联系竭力保守圣灵所赐的合一
Remember we are brothers and sisters
切记我们彼此为弟兄互为弟兄姐妹
And even viewpoints that you are not for You still love that person.
即便观点不一致，你还是爱你的弟兄姐妹。
And so when you walk out of the meeting, what you say to people outside about stuff and how you express yourself matters.
所以一定记住，当你离开这个会议，你怎么样来向别人表达你的观点非常重要。
A lot of times, it's more important to have the right heart than have the right idea or the right view.
很多的时候其实最糟糕的是不是没有好的观点达成一致而是你对观点的错误表述
I think I ran way over already, right? I think I already ran way over.
I don't.
I I still have a little bit more to go. Okay, is that okay? Or should I just wrap
up? 再多花一点点时间。
Okay, I wanted to talk a little bit about the nature of work and ministry. Next verse.
要花一点点时间来讨论一下我们的事工的本质。
Okay, Ephesians 2:10, this is the last verse in this passage. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
以弗所书二章十节，我们原是神所做成的，是在基督耶稣里创造的，为的是要我们行各样的善事，就是神预先所安排的。
Work without God becomes an idol.
没有神的工作就会变成偶像。
So this is including the work we do in church and ministry, and the work you do from Monday to Friday on your job.
这包含了我们教会的施工，也包含了你周一到周五去工作的场所。
Work without God, it becomes a tool to prove our worth.
没有上帝存在的同在的工作，就变成一个证明自我价值的工具。
A tool come for competition,
一个竞争的工具。
A self-serving idol,
一个自我实现价值的偶像。
A bondage for the workaholics.
一个工作狂的一个绷带。
I almost like to retranslate the term good works as beautiful works.
我还想把这个善工这个词重新来翻译一下，变成美善的一个施工。
Because in essence, he says, well, the first sentence is important. We are his workmanship.
这样一来，我们就可以更明白我们是上帝的杰作。
And so this is so important because.We are the product of God's work. The ministry is really the tool to shape us into the people God wants. The work itself is not the end result God wants. What's happening in us is what we want. We are the work. We are the real output, the product. The ministry is really but the tool to train us and teach us.
这一点至关重要，因为我们本身是上帝的杰作，我们在事工里面所扮演的就是上帝要我们去扮演的他自己的角色。如果在事工当中我们扮演了上帝的事工角色的话，我们的就彰显了神的荣耀和神的爱。
So don't confuse the process with the product.
所以不要把工作的过程和工作的结果混为一谈。
The real end results we want.Are disciples. And really, we become disciples. We are making disciples and we are becoming disciples. That is the product. The work is the context for us to do this.
千万别忘了，工作本身只是一个过程。我们要的产品，我们要的结果是我们的门徒。我们自己成为门徒，我们也要去训练我们的门徒。这才是整个事工的结果。
The building is not the work. The people are the church, is the real church.
对，教堂这个建筑物不是我们要的结果，在教会里面我们建立起来的人才是我们要的结果。
And we are His workmanship. So ultimately, the one who really works is Him. All of our work is built on His work.
我们是上帝的杰作，我们所建造出来的门徒也该是这样。
Our work will have no enduring or lasting impact or value apart from His work.
我们自己的工作作为上帝本身的杰作，我们就不应该是
没有价值，
没有价值，
没有永远的价值。Because unless the Lord builds the house, He will build it in vain.
若非神建造的人就枉然劳力。
So we are intended to participate in God's work.
我们要刻意来参与和上帝一起同工。
We are God's work and we do God's work.
我们是上帝的杰作，我们也要来做上帝的工。
If I actually take a moment to pause and take a look at Genesis on how work started.
我们回望创世纪里面神是怎么来开始他的工的。
In Genesis it said, you know, God makes light and God does his work and God gives light.As a gift to us.
那其实创世纪里面记载的是上帝造光，这是上帝的工作，上帝就把光作为礼物。
God makes sky and it's God's work.
同样，上帝创造天空，上帝的工作就是上帝给人的礼物。
And that's a gift. And then God makes the sun, moon,
the stars.
上帝造日落星辰
Pure gift from God, again, God's word.
这是上帝自己工作的纯粹礼物
God makes fish and birds.
上帝也造鸟造鱼造家畜
and at the end of the week, God had done a week of work and a week and given us a week of gifts.
上帝在一周的工作最后一天，上帝造男造女。
And all of this work, at its heart and origin, gives form to a greater gift.
所以这一周的工作，这一周的礼物呢，就在它的心和起源的里面就形成了一个礼物。
So in a way, it is the nature of work to provide a container.For the gift to be given away to bless.
所以某种情况下，我们可以说，工作的本质其实是提供一个容器。这个容器来，我们用来装进礼物，送给别人作为礼物。
The reason that this work is called good is meant to deliver a good gift, the ultimate good gift from God.
工作之所以可以被称为是好的，是善工，是因为它是送礼物的方式，它的终极礼物是上帝给人的礼物。
I don't know how many of you like to give gifts.
我不知道你们有多少人是喜欢送礼的。
I need you to hold the mic for me. Cheryl and I are reasonably thrifty, so we never like to spend money on wrapping papers.
我们常常是去自己来包礼物，然后可以省点钱。
But we have friends who really loves to wrap gifts.
但也有人真的是很喜欢很有创作能力来包礼物。
And you ever receive gifts that is so nicely wrapped and prepared?
有没有人收到过一些包的实在是精美的礼物
that you want to keep?
你真的是不想
打开，
你想把那个包装保持它的原样。
I usually just tear open.
啊，我自己呢，常常就是把它撕开。
My wife takes the tape off like that.
那我的太太呢，就会小心翼翼的把那个胶带
拆开。So here's a gift.
啊，这里是一个礼物。
And so if this idea, this suggestion that work in a way provides the container for the greater gift.
不知道大家有没有看明白，就是常常礼物本身它的外包装怎么来装它，本身就是一个礼物。
And if I can push this illustration, that we become part of this wrapping, this gift wrap.
如果我到这里说向大家展示的呢
I don't do much gift wrap.
就是我们自己在怎样做工的这个本身来包装它的过程就是一个礼物大家都可以看出来我并不怎么擅长来包礼物
And that, you know, do you think gift wrap matters?
你觉得这个包礼物很重要吗
I mean the contents matter, right?
内容很重要礼物本身很重要
But a carefully wrapped gift
但是小心翼翼的包装
What does that mean?
有什么实际意义呢
What does a very specially wrapped gift?
一个用心认真的去包裹起来的礼物
What does that make you feel?
这个会让你有什么感受？用
心。Yeah. It took me some time to realize that the presentation of the gift really does matter.
所以这一点让我得到一个好的提醒，就是这个礼物的呈现本身就是一个非常好的礼物。
Don't tell my wife.
那千万别告诉我太太，我是这个包。
I ruined the good gift wrapping paper too.
我还把这个包装纸也弄坏了。
But if it is true, Eugene Peterson says this.He said it is the nature of work to provide the material form for the invisibilities of grace.
Eugene Peterson, 他说过这样一句话，工作的本质是为恩典的不可知性提供一种物质的形式。
It's a very interesting idea. He says that, you know, I always was puzzled with Ephesians 4:28. In Ephesians 4:28 says this,Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands so that he may have something to share with anyone in need.
这让我联想到以弗所书四章二十八节说，从前偷窃的不要再偷，总要劳力亲手做正经事，就可有余分给那缺少的人。
And so it says that I would also, you know, the person who used to steal, let him not steal, but if I was writing scripture, I said let him do honest work so he can care for his own family. But he says no, the purpose for him to work is so that he could bless others.
所以他说这个经文说那个偷盗的不做以前偷窃的不要再偷，那要是我是写圣经的话，我就说所以他可以提供他供应他自己家里的需要，但是经文就说所以他可以怎么样，他可以成为别人的祝福。
And so it says this that we live in a world of pure gifts, we ourselves given spiritual gifts.
我们自己生活在这样一个满是纯净礼物的世界里面，我们自己就是礼物。
But it's not just our, 那不是我们有我们神给我们礼物，属灵的恩赐，主给了我们属灵恩赐。But we ourselves are also gifts to the church. That's why the scripture says that spiritual gifts to people are actually gifts to the church.
所以我们自己因为是有属灵的恩赐，我们就成为教会的一个属灵的礼物。
And we replicate when we work, when God worked, He was working to give.The work he did was to give us good gifts, but those gifts were also just a container of a greater gift to show us that God so loved the world.
所以我们自己作为教会的礼物，我们在同工施工的过程当中，我们就要把做好神把礼物给教会这样一个容器，我们来展现神有多爱，神多么的用心，他自己良善的心怎么来给教会恩典。
So God is using us. So in a way, we can think of ministry and work, both our church ministry and our work, as for the purpose to provide that container to give the real gift away.To this world.
所以我们要一定要记住，无论是在我们自己的工作当中，还是教会的事工里面，我们自己在工作的方式上，我们工作的本身内容也是礼物，我们工作的方式也是一个礼物。
The real content inside is always God's grace and God Himself, God's Son.
礼包里面的礼物很重要，就是主耶稣作为礼物送给我们人。
我们
手上所做的工
is always.Like the gift wrap, continue to give shape.
就像是这个礼物的包装一样
，the gift of God.
要成为神来呈现他的礼物的。
When you keep a poor wrapping, a poor presentation of God's gift,
当我们把神的礼物用一个破旧、不堪的包装包起来的时候
，people miss out on the gift.
那么人们收到这个礼物的时候，就会不得真谛。
We've been given the privilege to help present a priceless gift from God to the people we minister to.
我们自己得到了这样的优先的礼物，就是要让我们自己成为神给传递礼物时候的一个美善的包装。
I don't know if you have that feeling when you give something away to somebody you love and you really want to have, and to see your kid is something that he or she been wanting all this time, and see them unwrapping the gift and see the joy, and how does that make you feel?
不知道你们自己有没有过这样的感受，当你用心的去把一个礼物精心的包装起来给你的孩子的时候，你总是以期待的眼光看着，希望他们来欣赏他们打开包装那一刻他们流露出来对你欣赏的一种眼神，然后你就知道你心满意足。
Because that's the moment we share in God's heart of the joy of giving, isn't it?
对，一样的，我们在把上帝的礼物传递给人的时候，我们自己作为传授的过程，那个过程的形式很重要。
And every gift giving is but a metaphor of the ultimate gift giving of God the Father giving His Son to the world.
啊，每一次传递礼物的时候，都是一个比喻，就是神爱我们，把他的独生爱子赐给我们做礼物。
How we give matters as we receive freely, we give freely.
我们自己是白白得来的，我们要白白的舍弃，白白
传递。
我们要充满喜乐的去传递。
As the Son gives without reserve, we also learn to give without reserve, giving completely.
神子毫无保留的把他自己给我们的时候，我们也应该毫无保留的把礼物给出去。
And we enter into the joy of it is more blessed to give
than to receive.
所以我们就知道施比受更有福。
And the joy of being in the giving, gift-giving business with the Father becomes the joyful motivation that keeps us from growing weary, that keeps us from getting tired. Because whenever you see somebody got that gift and enter into that incredible joy,of receiving the gift that the maker of the universe wants this young, this person to have. That's what we are here for.
所以我们就要常常地提醒自己，回顾我们自己收到这个美善的礼物，就是神子从耶稣作为天父给我们的礼物，那一刻我们自己所拥有的喜悦，喜乐的时候，我们在传递的时候也要带有这种喜悦和喜乐传递给我们的受者。
It is 100% God's work, but in some sense it is also 100% our work.
这是百分之百神的圣功，也是百分之百我们的本分。
And we give freely to those we likeAnd freely to those we think are totally unworthy, undeserving.
我们要百分之百白白的给那些我们认为值得的，也要百分之百白白的给那些我们觉得不配得的。
And in His hands, we are His workmanship.
在神的手中，我们不仅是他的工艺品，我们是他的杰作。
For this good work of giving this gift of God away.
因为我们本身是这个过程当中把神礼物给出去的一个包装。
I want to finish with Ephesians 3:16-19, another great passage, a great prayer in a great prayer.
好，我会以以弗所书三章十五到十九节，我们来结束今天的信息。
And it says that I pray that all His glorious riches, God's giving out His riches, and He said that He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being.That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and I pray that you be rooted and established in love, we're called to love, may have power together with all the saints, with saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ.
其实这是一个美好的祷告。他说，求他按着他荣耀的丰盛，借着他的灵，用大能使你们内在的人刚强起来，使基督借着你们的信住在你们心里，使你们既然在爱中扎根建基，就能和众圣徒一同领悟基督的爱。是多么的残酷高深，并且知道他的爱是超过人所能理解的。
Because ultimately, this gift is about the fullness of God that He's giving to the world.
因为这一切是使你们被充满
神一切的丰盛，
一切的丰盛。
And the width, length, height, and depth are not just abstract description to embellish Paul's writing here.
所以谈到这里的时候，我们常常用深度、宽度、高度、阔、长阔、高深来讲。
But this is, 我觉得这不是只是保罗好像装饰的形容词而已。In a way, this describes, regardless the overcoming the width of our differences.
这当使徒保罗用这个来描述的时候呢，有点抽象，但这却是描述了。同样一个宽度，其实是问题本身的长度困难。
The width of our differences, the length of the trouble we're experiencing, the height of the difficulty we're encountering, and the depth of pain that this love is calling us into as we relay.
还有问题本身的长度、困难的高度，然后痛苦的深度。
Regardless of that, he says that we may together come to.Realize and comprehend that God is bigger than all of that. And in calling us to love and to serve, there is no degree of differences, difficulties, trouble, pain that can overcome us. Because God's love is so much bigger, and the gift we're called to giving out is so much greater. That is the calling of this church. And that's what God has called together.This group of people from Singapore, from Sichuan, from Shandong, from Texas, to come together so a group of people out there can comprehend this too and receive the most precious life-giving gift that they're dying for. That's why we're here. That's why you're here. And I'd like us to pray together because that is the calling God gave us here.
and he will be able to do it as we join him as his workmanship of grace together.
弟兄姊妹们明白这爱的呼召，我实际上我们无论来自哪里，山东、广东、德州，我们都蒙着爱的呼召，我们来到一起，我们跨越任何的偏见，我们的不同，让我们有神的丰富在里面充满着，我们就在这里一起在爱中来服侍。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for your love for us.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们谢谢你如此的爱我们。
I thank you for these dear co-workers, how much they have given of themselves to you and to this work, you know.And may you greatly bless them for it.
谢谢你，我们这群美好的同工，你知道他们所做的，他们所献上的，他们所愿意摆上的。
But Lord, help us to know that we are in the gift-giving business with you.
主，你也让我们知道，我们是在传递爱，我们作为礼物的包装，我们所应该承担的责任。
And ultimately.It is the content of this indescribable gift from God.
也让我们知道，最终是主你自己赐下的爱子主耶稣的礼物。
A gift that will not run out.
这个礼物是永不毁坏的。
And it is a gift that gives life. And we haven't received this gift.
这个礼物是充满生命的，改变生命的。
You have called us to serve.And be your workmanship, and be your co-workers.
你也让我们呼召我们能成为你的同工，来一起传递你这一份终极的爱。
Help this team to be built up and being grounded and rooted in love.
主啊，求你来帮助这个侍奉的团队成为你自己爱的器皿。
May you do great things here in North Houston.
啊，求你自己来在北区做你自己的圣工。
May you receive all the praise and glory.
你自己就得到荣耀，所有的颂赞。
May there always be joyful celebration as we see people receiving the gift of God.
也求你赐下我们得人如得鱼的喜乐，我们自己在这里成为礼物。
And may the remembrance of how we have been blessed by this gift give us courage and joy.
求你让我们来纪念我们自己是如何得到你这份礼物的，也让我们成为你要传递的礼物。
Thank you for being the indescribable gift to us.
谢谢你成为我们自己终极的礼物。
In Jesus' name we pray.
也奉主耶稣基督圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.